Good morning.
Good morning.
I didn't hear well.
Let's see.
Good morning. First of all, I'd like to welcome each and every one of you here. And then I have to voice something that's been bothering me since the breaking of bread. And that is, Ken Knott stole my message.
It's a good thing.
Dean did it once, and he was reprimanded, and I hope. And Ken, okay, I would worry about your truck, Ken, this week. It's my pleasure. That means the Spirit of God is working. He prepared us for this. And I am so glad to see God works in His church. That's the Holy Spirit. I have nothing to do with it. He has nothing to do with it. We have nothing to do with it. The Lord directs everything in this church. Amen. We have elders and we have deacons, but unless we are used by the Holy Spirit, everything will go bad. But we are thankful. So Ken, thank you very much. We'll settle later. Today I want to preach the cross of Christ. In Galatians 6:14, we read, but may it never be, Paul writing to the Galatians, but may it never be that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. Let's pray. Father, we ask you to bless us and direct this meeting and let the Holy Spirit speak to our hearts. All I ask that you speak through the speaker. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Why do we preach the gospel? Why do we preach the gospel? Number one, because it never grows old. The story of the cross never grows old. We heard from Ken this morning, he said, it's the gospel, preaching the cross, it's the gospel. This is why we preach it all the time. I may it never be that we stop preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. We don't have stories, but we have what the Bible taught us to continue preaching the gospel. The story of the cross is always a fresh one. It's fresh news. That's why I said it never grows old. Yes, you may read the account of the cross in any of the gospels. In just few minutes, you can find something about the cross in the book, the Holy Bible. You may memorize parts of it. And you may become familiar with all the contents or some of the contents in the Bible. Yet each time you read the scripture, listen to me, each time you read the scripture with your heart open for illuminations and learning by the Holy Spirit, a new truth leaps out. Let me ask you a question when you go and read your Bible. Thank God the majority of us read the Bible every day. I hope so. And How many times you found out when you read the Bible and the Spirit of God says, how come I didn't see this before? Is this new? That's the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the story of the cross. You know, it never grows old. It never gets old. And it keeps the same power as the years go by. Unchanging. Unlike this world. It changes every day, this world. Jesus Christ, again, the Bible says, and again, it's proof to us that he is the same yesterday and today and forever. One of the poets of the old century, his name was Tennyson, and he used to go and visit his friends somewhere in Lincolnshire, of course, to spend some time during the summer. And his friends always welcomed him. They were good friends. And I'm saying this because I want to give you a point here. And he asked, what's the latest news here you have? I haven't been here for 2 years. What's the latest news? And a friend of his answered, the latest news, Christ died on the cross for our sins. But he said, well, it is old news, it is new news, and it is good news. What I mean to say here, the story of the cross in the Bible is always new news. It's old news that we know. 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ, our Savior, died on that cross. And mind you, I'm not talking about pieces of wood that put together. No, I'm speaking Lord Jesus Christ and him crucified. Why do we preach the cross? Because it never grows old. There is always the cross. It's the gospel. Speaks to us. And whenever we open the book, the Bible, we find something new. It's been written long time ago. Long, long time ago. Every time. Especially when I go through the Old Testament, I said, I read this 5 years ago, but I never saw this before. What is the center of the gospel? I can say and tell you with all my heart, it's Jesus Christ and him crucified. That's what I want to tell you. The Apostle Paul could have written so many other things in his life, though he wrote most of the books in the New Testament, okay? But he could have preached on philosophy. He could have preached on the Old Testament law because he was very well tutored. And he knew it like inside out. He could have written about the prophets. He could have written about the Jewish traditions and practices. He could have written about a social gospel. But no, he chose to preach Jesus and him crucified. And God blessed his preacher. and his writings. And as he writes in 1 Corinthians 1:17, "For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not in cleverness of speech, that the cross of Christ should not be made void." There's nothing that like the simplicity of the gospel. And there's not like the one who takes the word of God and puts it and speaks to us in all the simple ways he or she can. I pray that all our hearts will always be thinking about Jesus and him crucified. Why we preach the gospel? Because the story never grows old. Still new. Again, why do we preach the gospel? Why the cross? Because we do it out of gratitude. Are you thankful that the gospel of Jesus Christ reached your heart? Are you happy that Jesus Christ saved you? And those who are not saved yet, I pray that the cross will touch your heart today and you will say, "Lord Jesus, here I am. Save me. I want to live a life worthy of your calling to me." I read, and you know, about a Christian young man. He went to the doctor and he told him, "You have cancer." And the doctor looked at his cancer and it was something that he could operate on. And he did. And guess what? He succeeded and he healed him from cancer. Put yourself in the place of this man and you're healed. Wouldn't you like to tell your family, your friends, your church, at work, wouldn't you like to tell them, "Listen, I know of a doctor who healed me"? What I'm saying here, if you have experienced the healing of Jesus Christ, the way he changed your life, the way he healed you from sin, the way he gave you a new outlook on life, he gave you a hope after you were so fearful. Look at Jesus and him crucified. And guess what? Would you tell your friends, "I know someone"? And here I am telling you today, we all had this cancer, and that is sin. And I'm preaching about it today because I was a sinful man. I was an unhappy man. I was on the verge of giving up and killing myself. And Jesus came and changed my life. And I've been telling people about it. I'm telling you about it because out of gratitude, I am so thankful. And I will never forget that night when he saved me. Did you forget your new birthday when he saved you? Did you go tell the people, "I had cancer and that cancer is sin, and the Lord has saved you and gave you a new life and gave you a new hope"? This is our Jesus. Why do we preach the gospel? Because we preach it out of gratitude. I heard this morning earlier in the meeting that we are thankful. Jeff mentioned that. We are so thankful. I am thankful. Are you thankful this morning? argue. Why the cross? Because we preach it out of gratitude. He changed our lives. We never knew true joy. But when you ask yourself, go deeper into that day when you accepted him as Savior, what kind of joy? Automatic joy. It doesn't grow day by day. It's automatic joy that he will give you, and you will never forget. And that joy, the Bible says, will never leave you, and no one can take it away from you. Are you grateful? Are you thankful? You might not get what you want in this life, material things. But one thing stands, you got the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Do you say amen to that?
Amen.
Amen. This surgeon, who can do it? His name is Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is only the only universal doctor. And the medicine he gives, I want to tell you, the medicine he gives has cure in it. And that cure is healing in every instance. When you come to the Lord and say, Lord, I want you to save me. And he says, okay. You give him your heart, you give me your heart. And guess what? We'll try for the first 3 months. If you walk okay, we'll continue again. Is this how Jesus does? When the woman came to him and called him Lord, he said, go away. You're healed. You're forgiven. You come with your sins and tell him, I am a sinner. Save me. And he will save you. Because he's a graceful God. He came to save you. He came to change your life. He came to free you. He came to get you out of jail, out of prison. And he is still doing it every day in your life. Are you thankful? We preach the cross because it means forgiveness and salvation. On April 28, 1958, a young Korean exchange student at the University of Pennsylvania, he was a leader in Christian affairs, a saved person, well-respected on the campus, and he left his room to take an envelope, put it in the mail, and which was nearby the university. He never came back. A gang saw him. He's the gang against Christians and Christianity, and after beating him, they killed him. The city was up in arms. An international incident has happened. And after 2 months, and they couldn't come to the conclusion, after 2 months, a letter was sent from Korea, signed by the parents and 20 other relatives of the student. And it was addressed to the law enforcement authorities where crime had taken place. It read as follows. I read it to you. Our family has met together and decided to petition the most generous treatment possible within the laws of your government be given to those who are guilty in this crime. Can you believe that? He says, those who are guilty, the least, I don't know what to say. And they said something else. We have started a fund to be used for the religious, educational, vocational, and social guidance of the boys when they are released from prison. We preach the gospel because there is forgiveness in the gospel of Christ. It teaches forgiveness and salvation. And it was signed by the parents and 20 other relatives. It was addressed to the law enforcement authorities where the crime had taken place. Isn't that something? And they said at the end of the letter, we have dared to express our hope with a spirit received from the gospel of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who died for our sins and saved these teenagers who killed the young man. We preach the gospel because there is forgiveness. Whatever your sin is, whatever my sin was, whatever you do in this life, when you come to Jesus confessing your sins, what will he tell you? Go your way, your sins are forgiven. That's why he came. That's why we preach the cross of Jesus. I'm not talking about the piece of wood. I'm talking about the one who was crucified on that wooden cross. He was there because of our sins. He was there because of what we have done. And when he was there, even because of his love, we heard about that during the breaking of bread. Because of that, he said, while in pain, forgive them, Father. They do not know what we're doing. That's us. We didn't know what we're doing. And even the thief on the cross, while he was dying, he looked and said, what kind of love is this? And he looked at him and said, Jesus, remember me. And Jesus told him, I'm not going to wait till I go to heaven, or you come to heaven. Now, today, you shall be with me in paradise. Why do we preach the cross? Because he's available. He's out of thankfulness. Because he can save. He can change. It was love that came down to us. Can you remember, can you imagine if he didn't love us? And now you are a child of God. While sitting in your chair, so I am a child of God. I have arrived. I am going to my home soon. Everybody's talking about the end of the world, of what's happening in the political world. Can you? And you think, wow, so many people says these are signs of the end. I hope so. I'm not a prophet. I hope so. And I pray to be with him. Can you say, I am his, whatever happens, I know I'll meet Jesus Christ in the air. Let me tell you this. This in the center of the downtown London is a famous landmark called Charing Cross. If you have been to London, it's there. It's one of the, it's the center of town. Like you say, center of San Francisco, Market Street. There's always Market Streets in every town or city. But this was in the center. I've been there. I know what it is. I know what it is. The story is told of a little boy lost in the London fog. A policeman came to him to assist him. Is there any buildings or monuments that is familiar to you that are near your home? The policeman asked the boy. A light came over the boy's face and a little smile of hope. And he said, if you will take me to the cross, I think I can find my way home from there. If you take me to the cross, I think I can find my way home there. May we get near the cross today. And if you have taken the cross and followed him, I think you know where you're going. In fact, I know. I think you know your way home today. That's why we preach the cross. So you will not be left without hope. You don't know your destination, where are you going? But sooner or later, all of us will die if the Lord doesn't come, because it's appointed for man to die, period. It's from God. But after death, you know where you're going. Thank God for the cross and him who was crucified on it, that he saved us. And whatever happens, I know the way home. Home is not here. Home is in heaven with Jesus Christ. Do you have that assurance? That's why we preach the cross. Don't leave this place before you have the assurance that Jesus Christ and him crucified will take you by the hand and get you home. Let's bow our heads for prayers. Our Father, we thank you for the opportunity to preach your word. Thank you for the cross and why we preach it. There are so many answers, more than that, but in a short time like this, you gave us this opportunity. Bless it to our hearts and help us, Lord, to live expecting your coming soon. We pray for those who do not know you as a Savior, that when they leave this place, they will know the way home, the way to heaven. And pray that you will be with us for the rest of the day and help us never to forget to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and share it with others. In his name we pray. Amen.